Paul Ramo for Q92 Radio. Hey, we have some special guests in our studio today. This is going to be a lot of fun. The Young Americans are here.
Woo-hoo!
Yes, what's up, you guys?
And they're excited. They're actually traveling around the elementary, all the schools here at Loughborough Valley School District, promoting the workshop that they'll be doing November 1st and through the 3rd out at Loughborough Valley High School. Thanks for coming to
Q92. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Well, you guys just got down on lunch, I understand, huh?
Yes. Yes.
Where'd you eat?
Pantry.
The pantry was so good.
The pantry was awesome.
Yeah, I got the beef commercial.
10 out of 10. They also gave us some cookies to take on the road with us. So
oh, nice.
We're excited about eating those later.
And I guess there's this craze about SunDrop. What is that about?
That's a soda.
I've never had SunDrop. So
oh, you got to have a SunDrop. All right, let's go introduce yourself. We'll start over here.
So I'm Hannah. I'm from Pennsylvania originally.
My name is Alex, and I'm from Fairbanks, Alaska.
My name is Dakota, and I'm right across the way over in Nebraska.
All right.
My name's Anna. I am from Mississippi.
All right. Welcome again. Tell us what you're doing in the area here.
Well, we are we're just here. We're just traveling around, going to all of the schools and communities that the U.S. touring cast is going to be going to, just promoting and getting the hype up, making sure everybody knows about the workshop, how they can be a part of it and all that. We have 3 casts out in the world, 1 in Europe, 1 in Japan, and then the 1 here in the United States. And our job is just to promote for that U.S. cast and make sure everybody knows about the workshop coming here. So.
Yeah. All right, great. I guess I should back up a little bit. Maybe some of our listeners aren't familiar with what Young Americans is. What is Young Americans?
Well, we were founded back in 1962 as a choral organization. So our founder, Milton C. Anderson, saw that music was being cut out of schools and the youth of today wasn't being particularly portrayed in the best light. So he created this group of young people called the Young Americans. And when people saw them perform and sing and out in public being great people and kind of giving off a positive energy, they would see that the youth of today really is good, doing good things. So okay. Our mission now is a little different. We're here to inspire the whole world through music. So we have casts all around the world all year round, just teaching youth singing, dancing, acting, and how to have a good time doing it. So.
That's right. And I am familiar with Young Americans. Of course, a Loughborough Valley graduate. Yeah. Tanner Singert was a part of Young Americans for many years. You guys know Tanner?
Oh, yes. Great, great friend.
Absolutely. We know Tanner.
Yeah, he's an awesome guy. He's living up in Michigan right now. He seems to be having the time of his life. Yeah. So.
Yep, yeah. Good. So that's all I got. You Young Americans were here a few years ago with mm-hmm. Tanner and did a show and everything. So you're kind of getting elementary students and other students fired up about the workshop coming up in November, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So how's it? Where'd you been this morning?
So we were at Appleton Elementary, mm-hmm. and then we went to Loughborough High School, and then just traveled all around, spent 2 hours going into different classrooms. It was kind of impromptu, and the students were like, oh, what's going on? But I think we were able to get some students really interested in what we're doing. And then later on, we're going to be going to Madison Elementary.
Okay,
as well.
Awesome. Yeah. Let's go. I'm interested in finding out how you guys got started in Young Americans. Well, what were you like in high school, or what were you involved in high school, I should
mm-hmm.
say?
Yeah.
We'll start with you, Anna.
Yes.
Anna.
Yes.
From Mississippi, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So when I was in high school, when I was a teenager, I was always kind of into the performing arts. When I was 15 years old, I decided to move from Mississippi to California to pursue a career in music. So I did a lot of recording my own music and did a lot of shows out there, did a couple of TV specials. But my parents were very education oriented. They really, really were into education. And so when it came time for me to go to college, my parents said, hey, so pick a college. And I was like, I have no idea where to go. You know, I don't know what I want to do. And so I found the Young Americans College of Performing Arts because I knew I wanted to continue the arts into mm-hmm. my college years. And I didn't know a whole lot about the teaching or anything like that. I just knew I wanted to perform. But man, I fell in love with doing these music outreach tours and teaching all around the world and traveling. So it's been the perfect fit for me.
Good.
Yeah.
How about you, Dakota, from Nebraska?
Yeah, so my story is a little bit different. I wasn't particularly involved in music and theater and all that as much before I kind of found out about the Young Americans. I'm from a small town in Nebraska, so it's not you know what I mean? There's not a lot of exposure out there. So right. My whole life I was involved in football, basketball, wrestling, baseball. I played all the sports. I did all that. And then once I started growing up, the Young Americans came to my school, my sophomore year of high school.
Oh, okay.
And I had no idea that the workshop was going on. I was chilling in class and nobody was there. And my teacher was like, yeah, everybody's down at the Young Americans. So I walked down and checked it out. And there was just all of these people from all around the world doing this workshop. So I jumped in and ended up finding a passion for music in myself, and ended up joining choir and show choir, all that. Awesome. And then moved to California a couple years later.
So. All right. Yeah. Good. How about you, Alex from Alaska?
Yeah, double A, like the battery.
Oh, Alex, Alaska.
Yeah. You know, I was involved in a lot of things in high school, like student council, choirs, drama, theater classes. So doing performing arts after high school was always just a given for me, but I didn't really know where to go to do it. So I decided to just go to the university in my hometown, University of Alaska Fairbanks, to pursue my music education degree. And partway through that program, I was like, I want something more. And I think by more, I meant not so cold and not in Alaska.
Oh,
so
okay.
I Googled post-secondary schools to do with music, and the Young Americans is like the third tick down. So
oh, wow.
I clicked on it. I read about what the Young Americans do, what we stand for, our opportunities that would be available to people like me, and I fell in love. So I sent in a video audition, and you know, 5 years later, here I am. I'm on the mic. You guys trusted me with one. So
yeah, there we go.
Hey.
Awesome. Yeah. That's awesome, Alex. Hannah from Pennsylvania, how about
yes.
you? How'd you get
so,
involved?
I first became introduced to the group when I was 10 years old. My grandmother lives in northern Michigan, and we have this dinner theater that we do every summer, the Young Americans does, so where they serve dinner and then they perform as well. So I got to see that dinner theater for the first time when I was 10, and I was really inspired by the group. I just was so inspired by the positivity and the joy that they portrayed. Mm-hmm. And then I found out that they did those three-day workshops, or in the summertime, the Young Americans does these 5-day long camps. And so I traveled all the way out to Nebraska when I was 12 to do these camps. I did camps for 4 years, and then I auditioned for the group. I was like, ooh, do I want to go and do this? Do I want to go to like normal college? But eventually I just followed my heart. And after graduating, after 2 months, I moved out to California, and I've been with the Young Americans ever since.
Awesome. So. I love hearing all your stories. That's awesome. Love your passion that you have. Yeah, each of you have a passion. And I know Tanner pretty well. He certainly has a passion for
yes.
what he was doing. So that's awesome. We're going to take a little break here. Actually, no commercial break. We're going to hear a little song from the Young Americans from Dakota, Alex, Hannah, and Anna right now. So
amazing.
Entertain us here.
Awesome. Dum 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 dum. I'm losing my mind just a little. Why don't you just meet me in the middle? In the middle. Do you got plans tonight? I'm a couple hundred miles from Japan, and I was thinking I could fly to your hotel, and I can't get you off my mind. Can't get you off my mind. Can't get you off my mind. Can't stop the feeling. Got this feeling in my body. Can't stop the feeling. Got this feeling in my body. Can't stop the feeling. Got this feeling when you dance, dance, dance. Cause baby, you a song. You make me wanna roll my windows down and cruise. Oh, 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 oh. Try everything.
Whoa, oh, 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 oh.
Try everything.
Whoa, oh, 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 oh.
Try everything.
When I am with you, there's no place I'd rather be.
Hey. Nice. Thank you guys. That was awesome.
That was awesome. Great job,
thank you.
Guys.
Thank you.
I was going to join in, but.
We were waiting for you.
Were you waiting for me?
I saw you dancing.
I was. Awesome. Great job. You're here to promote young Americans. They're going to be here November 1st through the 3rd out at Lacaparral Valley. There's workshops, but also a performance. Tell us a little bit about that.
So the workshop and the show at the end of the 3 days will actually split into two different acts. So the first act will be just the young Americans performing for all of the participants and the community. So our show has something for everyone. It has pop music, country music, classical music, rock and roll, any type of music you can think of, it's going to be put into the show. And then the second act is a big showcase of everything the kids learned throughout the 3 days. And so the second act is where they will be the stars of the show.
Awesome.
They'll sing all the solos, they'll burn up the dance floor with their sweet dance moves, and then all of the young Americans actually take a step back and we become their backup singers and their backup dancers right alongside them. So it turns into this 1 hour and 45 minute amazing show that incorporates both the young Americans and the participants. So
yep.
It's a pretty cool experience.
Yeah, it is. I watched that a few years ago when Tanner was in it out here. And
yeah.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. So if you're a grandparent or a parent listening to this interview here and you have grandchildren or a child that might be interested in this, how can they register for this or how can they participate in this or if they want more information?
Yes. So they can go online. There's a little website. It's called the youngamericans.org/US, and that's where they can go online. There'll be a little registration form that they can fill out. The workshop does cost $59. However, if they need a scholarship, there'll be a little scholarship link after they fill out the registration form, and then they'll be eligible to receive a scholarship for the workshop.
Okay. Awesome. Easy to do. That's youngamericans.org. /US mm-hmm. online, or if you know Tim Siegert in Madison here, if you want to contact Tim somehow, and he can fill in too. So how about that?
Timmy.
Yeah. So are you enjoying your time around the Madison area here?
Absolutely. We stayed at over in Appleton at the Duck Shack yesterday.
Oh yeah.
So there's I don't know if any of y'all out there know about the Duck Shack, but it's
nope.
cool little place. We got some.
All right.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Basically a shack full of ducks.
Was it?
And I was all about it.
It was like a hunting lodge type
yeah.
thing. So it was cool for
it was
us.
So cool.
All right. Well, have fun over at Madison Marietta Nelson Elementary with the kids there. Say hi to my wife. She's a preschool teacher.
Oh, that's so cute.
I told her you're coming.
Oh, cute.
Awesome. So we're going to end with another song from the Young Americans, Dakota, Alex, mm-hmm. Hannah, and Anna are going to entertain us with a song, and thanks for coming in today. I appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who can live without it? I ask in all honesty.
All honesty.
What would life be?
What would life be?
Without a song or a dance, what are we? So I say thank you for the music, for giving it to me. Thank you for the music, for giving it to me.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, yes, thank you for coming in. It was fun.
Thank you for having us.
That's the Young Americans. Don't forget, they're going to have a workshop November 1st through the 3rd out at Lacaparral Valley. Sign up today and take in the performance when it is on November 3rd, I would say. Thanks.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you'll be hearing more about that right here on Q92. Thanks, guys.
Woo!